If by the time you've got to the end of this chapter, you're thinking that the relationship between epistemology and theories of learning isn't entirely direct and not altogether clear, then you'd be correct. You may also have questions about whether constructivism and connectivism are epistemologies or theories of learning. And you may be wondering whether it matters whether they're classified as one or the other. We'll also see when we get to the next two chapters on teaching methods that teaching methods may incorporate more than one theory or even more than one epistemological position. So there's no right or wrong answers to these issues. We live in an ambiguous world, and this area in particular is pretty messy. However, I have done a blog post where I give my personal views on these questions. Now, I should point out that I'm not a professional philosopher by training, and so my personal views may be challenged by others who have a better background in epistemology or even learning theories. Nevertheless, you'll find the link at the bottom of the references at the end of this chapter to a blog post where I set out my personal views. What matters, though, in the end, is that you should be aware of the different epistemological positions that can drive teaching, where you feel comfortable within those different epistemological positions, which theories of learning seem to fit best with your understanding of how students learn, and then from that, what teaching methods will work best when you're teaching in a digital age. So what I'm trying to offer you here as an instructor is a range of alternatives to choose from, depending on the context in which you're working. And I think you'll find that having this as a background is really helpful, but as you get into more pragmatic decisions, it's something you'll come back to and reflect on to help you make your decisions in teaching in a digital age.